Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Free Speech Central, Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little frosted. You know, we have a membership, a Sam's Club membership, and you pay $35 if you want to become a member, which means you can buy things at their store. And they have a deluxe membership, which costs $100, and they give you free shipping. So it sounds like a lot of money, that $65 delta, but for free shipping, it certainly works out. But what Sam's has now done is they offer free shipping, but they raise the prices on the items that you decide to get shipped rather than pick up. They're sneaky. They're just like every other greedy corporation, right? So, you know, they say, well, here's the price, and then you have a choice. You can have it shipped. You can have it delivered. I guess that means there's going to be somebody riding around in a little truck taking it to your location. Or you can pick it up yourself. So the pickup price is one. I don't know what the delivery price is, but if you want it shipped to you, which is supposed to be free, it's free, but it costs more. I guess that's newspeak. That's doublespeak. That's Orwell speak. And everything is going up, Gwyneth. Everything is going up. We talked with our daughter on the East Coast. By the way, she's doing really well. And they say that her liver is fixed. Believe it or not, it's fixed. It's regenerated. Can you believe that?
Bless God for that.
Yeah.
Bless God for that.
She sounds just great. And, yeah, that was the miracle that we asked for, and it was delivered in installments, and it looks like it's been fully delivered. But she called, and her neighbor needed some dog food, and he couldn't get dog food. And a neighbor needed some cat food and couldn't get the cat food. It's on the East Coast. And so she also wanted some cat food for her cat, and she's having trouble finding that as well. So the two of them were on a hunt for, you know, dog and cat food, and it's really difficult. So she asked us if we could have it shipped from here, you know, buy it like at Sam's Club and have it shipped to them, and they don't have the kind that she wants or the kind that the cat likes. And you know what? It's tough because the cat's just going to get what the cat is going to get, and the cat is not going to be able to be picky anymore, and neither are the dogs. And I learned something yesterday that there is a special dog food for dogs with sensitive stomachs. Now think about this, class. There's a special dog food. It's really expensive. It's like 70 per bag. So 70 Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars or 70 frauds. For a bag of dog food, which to me is a lot of money because I'm used to like $20 a bag or less, and it's for a sensitive stomach. So why do dogs have the need for dog food with sensitive stomachs? Obviously, the ingredients that they're putting in the regular dog food upsets their stomachs. Obviously. So now there's a specialty dog food which costs almost 4X for dogs with sensitive stomachs. No kidding. So, and by the way, if you go to samsclub.com and you look up, you know, like Purina dog chow, and you look up, you know, the ingredients, it'll say contents, imported. Now think about that. Imported contents for dog food manufactured by Purina? Really? How did that happen? How did that happen? I'm going to look it up right now as and give you exactly what it says. But, yeah, so Purina dog chow, dry dog food, complete adult with real beef. And it says, it's assembled in the United States. So we assemble it here. Component country, imported. So it sounds like we assemble imported ingredients in the United States and put a label on it that says Purina. How is that possible? When did that happen? Which senator and which congressman thought that up, that allowed that to happen? Which ones? And how much did they get bribed? Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, it sounds like they, get the ingredients, which means the kibble, from bulk from somewhere else, and they import it in bulk from somewhere else. And then they assemble it, which means they put it in the bag in America, and then they sell it. That's what it sounds like to me.
And
so where the bulk kibble come from is another question entirely. It could be anything. It could be, I'm being sarcastic here, okay? So please, no one in the class take it seriously. But it could be chopped up Chinese political prisoners for all we know. You know, it seems a bit disgusting, but I mean, who's to say that it's not? You know, it's oh my gosh, but probably it's not. You know, I'm being sarcastic, but it's sort of you know what's going into it is what I'm saying. It could be anything. It was melamine. It was melamine the other time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
A bunch of people's cats and dogs died.
Including one of our
cats and dogs died.
Yeah, and we lost one of our retrievers, Golden Retriever, to the melamine scandal. And it was by a company called Menu Foods in Canada. And who would have thought that dog food would have so many different name brands coming out of one company? Okay, lots of different name brands. So when you mentioned it could be chopped up Chinese or chopped up political prisoners from China, you know, and I know you're being sarcastic, but what it could be is meat from other countries. So it could be grains from other countries. It could be meat from other countries. It could be, everything but the squeal, tails and stomachs and brains and hair and eyes, bones, etc., from beef from other countries. And it says that, it's with real beef. But they don't say how much real beef. They don't say what percentage. It could be like 1/1000th of a percent. Or it could be 1/100th of a percent. Or it could be 1% or 3%. But it has with real beef. But no one knows what that means because they don't tell us. Because our Congress allows companies to get away with packaging ingredients and not telling us what's in it. So when we have the great collapse, we can start over. And I believe, I won't say it. I better not say it. but the point is, I think karma will be present, and we'll be learning about karma with regard to what these evil people have done to us for so long, for their own personal pleasure and personal greed. Gwyneth, back to you.
Well, Jesus said it. Jesus Christ said it. He said, "Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." That means, something the other day, I noticed a pumpkin plant growing out in the middle of my paddock somewhere. And I remembered that I planted some pumpkin seeds, and they sat there for months, and they didn't do anything. And then after months and months and months and months and months, one pumpkin seed came up in this little garden that I'd made out in the middle of the field somewhere. And I'd planned to, you know, grow a whole lot of pumpkins there, but only one of them came up. But, you know, it's going to be a fantastic little pumpkin vine, and I'll get pumpkins from it. So you sow pumpkins, you're going to get pumpkins. That's just how it is. And, you know, there's no getting out of that universal law. And if you do good things for people and spend your whole life just trying to do good things for other people, then good things will end up happening to you. So it's not just, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, karma is a bad thing. Not necessarily. If you do good things for other people, then good things are going to come back on you. If you sow a good crop, then if you sow wheat, or if you sow rye or barley or oats, or, you know, apple trees, if you sow apple trees, you're going to get apples. That's just how it is. Does that make sense, Vincent? And I like apples. I grow apple trees here. And they're not an ideal plant to grow here, but I've taken the time to sort of put some in and put them in places which might be a bit more amenable to them. And with a great deal of skill, I managed to actually get some apples this year, which I'm very happy about. I've got about a couple of dozen apples, so not a huge number, but I like apples. And that's how it is. What you put in is what you get back. What you sow, you will also reap. And it's a universal law. It's been put there by God. It's good. And, you know, you just got to accept what you're going to reap, then make sure that you're putting in things that you are going to want to reap in the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does. You know, Gwyneth, yesterday I reported that gasoline in Los Gatos, California, where Bert and Lindley live, the seven least expensive stations, the least of the least was $6.29. The most expensive of the seven least expensive stations was $6.99 for regular gasoline. And I mentioned that it would cost, if I went to fill up my pickup truck, it would be about, well, I got the exact number here in just a second, $181.74 to fill up my pickup truck with a 26-gallon fuel tank. So here's a word to the wise class. What's happening? Let me take it back to 1973 and 1974. Before the Arab oil embargo, when fuel was rationed here in the United States, you could only buy a limited amount of fuel, and you could only buy it on odd and even days, and the speed limit was reduced to 55 miles an hour nationally. That was the highest speed you could go legally because gasoline was in short supply. Well, what happened after that, and you could just put a hose into a fuel tank in the vehicle and siphon out the fuel. Well, tamper-proof fuel tanks were developed right after that. So you stick a hose in there, and the hose would do a U-turn and go upward, and it would be almost impossible to siphon fuel out. And I'll tell you what they're doing right now across the country. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so back in 1973, 1974, the automakers redesigned the filling spout or the neck of the fuel tanks in cars so that if you put a siphon hose in them, and people siphon gas all the time. If you need gas for your lawnmower, you just take a siphon hose and siphon some gas out and put it in a smaller, you know, like a 5-gallon container and put a couple gallons in there and put it in your lawnmower. It happened all the time. Well, because people were doing that during the oil embargo, 73 and 74, the automakers changed the filler neck so that you couldn't put a hose in it and have it work to siphon fuel out. Well, gas thieves know about that right now, and they know that it can cost a couple hundred dollars or close to a couple hundred dollars to fill a common gas tank. Well, what they're doing is they're drilling holes in the side near the bottom of the fuel tank or the bottom of the fuel tank, whatever they can reach with a cordless drill. So take like a quarter-inch drill bit and drill a hole in it, or maybe 3/8 of an inch or even larger, and the gas comes running out. And they catch it in a tank and then, a gas can, and when they're done filling up their gas can, they leave. And the rest of the fuel just runs on the ground or the pavement or the sidewalk or wherever it happens to be. So, can you fix it? The answer is, not really. You need a new fuel tank. Because who wants to have a patched fuel tank where the patch may leak and then spill fuel on the hot exhaust system and set your car on fire? Who wants to do that? Well, I don't think anybody wants to do that. So, what does a fuel tank cost? Well, if you have I just picked a 2010, so a 12-year-old Chevy Silverado. The cost to replace a fuel tank, a plastic fuel tank, is between, well, I'm just going to give you the average, $1,200, 1200. That's parts and labor. Now, if you have a 2010 Ford, 12-year-old Ford F-150, it's, well, it can be as high as $2,194 for a gas tank. So this is a really big problem. So somebody wants to steal some fuel, 5 gallons of fuel, and they're going to cause $2,000 worth of damage, plus towing, because you're not going anywhere without being towed. So now it's a really expensive proposition. And that's what people are doing. So here's the question I have. It's kind of a rhetorical question. What would you do if you looked in your driveway and you've got your car parked out there and you see some guy with a cordless drill and he's already drilled a hole in your fuel tank and fuel's running into his gas can? And he's, you know, and they target pickup trucks because pickup trucks are taller and they can get under them better. So that's why I gave you the example of the Silverado and the F-150 pickup truck fuel tank cost. So what would you do if you saw somebody drilling a hole in your gas tank? Nobody needs to steal gas. Nobody needs to steal gas. Nobody. I think it would be terrible if it happened at my farm. Terrible. Our dogs are on patrol. Right now. Our dogs are on patrol. I will be livid if somebody tries to pull a stunt like that. And it's happened around here. The police had the sheriff's department had a fuel tank hidden, you know, with a little pull off from the side of the road. And in the woods, they had a fuel tank. And they would go fill up the police cars. And someone decided to take a cordless drill a hole in that and, you know, get 5 gallons and leave, you know, another 400 gallons running on the ground. That's happened. What would you do? Gwyneth, interesting situation we find ourselves in. People stealing fuel and damaging vehicles to tremendous cost. Tremendous cost. Outrageous cost. Your comments?
That's absolutely amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And around here, it's, you know, maybe I don't have the biggest dogs. I choose not to have big dogs because smaller dogs eat less, but they bark. And around here, it's just kind of a case of never mind the dogs, beware of the owner. but they will bark if somebody comes in on their driveway, like 250, 300 meters away. Right, you know, across the other side of the valley, that the dogs will go absolutely bananas, and you know, because there's something different, and they're letting you know. Yeah, yep, we'll be right back.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden travels today on a four-day trip that will test his ability to navigate the continent's worst crisis since World War II. He'll meet with key allies in Brussels and Warsaw this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He will work with allies on longer-term adjustments to NATO force posture on the eastern flank. He will announce joint action on enhancing European energy security and reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas at long last.
A tornado hit New Orleans and near nearby suburbs Tuesday, destroying some homes and knocking out power to roughly 16,000 homes. At least one person was killed in Araby, Louisiana. Local officials say several others were injured, and the tornado caused widespread damage in St. Bernard's Parish. It was on this day in 1983, Barney Clark dies 112 days after becoming the world's first recipient of a permanent artificial heart. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A Colombian drug cartel boss awaiting extradition to the United States pulled off an escape from a prison last week by putting on a guard's uniform and simply walking out. Juan Castro, known by his alias Matamba, remains on the run after breaking free from the La Picota jail in Bogota 4 days ago. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz questions Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson over her views on critical race theory. Here's some of that.
In your understanding, what does critical race theory mean? What is it?
Senator, my understanding is that critical race theory is it is an academic theory that is about the ways in which race interacts with various institutions. It doesn't come up in my work as a judge. It's never something that I've studied or relied on, and it wouldn't be something that I would rely on if I was on the Supreme Court.
Between the races, it views every conflict as a racial conflict. Do you think that's an accurate way of viewing society and the world we live in?
Senator, I don't think so, but I've never studied critical race theory, and I've never used it. It doesn't come up in the work that I do as a judge.
NASCAR travels to Austin, Texas this weekend for a 232-mile race. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
Where you got
the for 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, Gwyneth is with us. And so very quickly, class, think about what you would do in a situation where someone is drilling a hole into your fuel tank. And that's even more likely that diesel fuel tanks would be targeted and farm fuel tanks. So farmers typically have a fuel tank on their property, and sometimes they're not locked. Sometimes, they just have a fuel nozzle and no metering system. Just turn on the switch and start the pump. So be really careful and protect your fuel. No one needs to steal fuel. No one. And I have a feeling it'd be a terrible thing if it happened around our farm. So if you have a car or a light truck, you want to park it where there's not much access to your fuel tank from crawling underneath. Okay, So park where it's visible, park where there's lots of people, and if it's at your house, you know, put it in a garage for heaven's sakes, if you can, if you have a garage. And if you don't have a garage, you know, keep it near the house, it parked in a position where it's difficult to get to the fuel tank. Those are some of my suggestions. And of course, a big dog is a great way to protect everything that you own. And I have given our dogs no restrictions on what they can do. So if they think that barking is the thing to do, they bark. If they think that biting is the thing they need to do, they'll probably do that too. And people have asked us over the years, you know, when TJ was alive, our English Mastiff, does that dog bite? I go, well, he hasn't bitten anyone all day. That was my response. Class, get a farm, get out of Dodge, get away from people, because everything's broken. Everything's broken. Gwyneth, back to you.
And there's no fixing it at this point. There's nothing that you can do by going out and protesting or, you know, shouting or doing podcasts or anything like that that is going to actually make the system better. And I know I do radio broadcasts, but I do radio broadcasts to try and help people to learn how to navigate their way through this and just stay alive and just manage to, you know, come out of it sort of in one piece at the other end, if they can. I don't advocate any political action, because political action at this point in time is just a waste of time. It really is. You're not going to change it. These things have been prophesied in the Bible that they're going to happen from 3,000 and 4,000 years ago. And there's, you know, even if I believe the Bible. I believe that these things, that we are headed straight for the apocalypse. Okay? But even so, Martin Armstrong's long-term cycle are saying the same thing. He's apparently got this supercomputer that he calls Socrates, and it has specific dates that it triggers, and he says that we are heading into something catastrophic coming up in the near future. And he said he got arrested for saying this back in the day. And this was, you know, a decade or two ago, that he said that he had this supercomputer, and the supercomputer said we were heading into something catastrophic and apocalyptic. And they arrested him, and they tried to make him hand over his computer code. And he said, no, you're not having it. And eventually they had to release him. And he's still out and about there, and he's still saying, you know, he's still broadcasting the transmissions that his supercomputer is putting out. And his supercomputer is basically saying, danger, Will Robinson, danger, Will Robinson, on a non-stop basis at the moment. And Cliff High and, you know, anybody who's doing this sort of work, Courtney Brown, you know, is another guy, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Courtney Brown, but he does something that he calls remote viewing, and was actually devised by the KGB back in the day, and then the CIA found out about it, and they developed their own remote viewing technology. And the remote viewing technology, the web bot, Martin Armstrong, Socrates, you know, the Bible prophecies, the Bible code prophecies, they're all saying the same thing. They're saying that we are heading into something purely apocalyptic and you're not going to change it. And you can even go to the Mayan prophecies and all that. They're all saying the same thing. The Kali Yuga, they're all saying the same thing. They're saying we are headed for a complete systemic collapse, and that at the end of it there's only going to be a small proportion of the world's population that are going to be left alive. And my purpose in doing these broadcasts, and I know, Vincent, that your purpose in doing these broadcasts as well, is to make sure that as many people in the class as possible are in that small proportion of people who are actually going to be alive at the end of it. And there's no guarantee that any of us will be alive at the end of it. But the idea is to increase your chances of being alive, you know, by saying, well, this is how you live. This is how you even do simple things like protect your fuel supply. This is how you grow crops. This is how you build a fire. This is how you keep warm. And later on today, we'll be discussing horses. And that's another thing. And I know that you talk about cattle as well. And I would love at some stage, Vincent, if you would do a broadcast on how to be a cow wrangler. I think that that's something that a lot of people could benefit from. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. I'm a cowboy, and our son is a cowboy, and Mrs. Finelli is a cowgirl. Absolutely. I mean, that's what we are. I just wanted to mention, class, that every one of us at USA Prepares, every single one, including me, we are all volunteers. No one is getting paid. We only do this because we want to. We only prepare and take time out of our lives to share our thoughts with you because we think it's the right thing to do, as Glenda said. We think if people pay attention, and there aren't going to be many. There really aren't. Maybe 1/100th of a percent are paying attention, actually doing something. The rest aren't going to make it. They can't possibly make it. They can have all the money in the world, but if they don't have the skills, and if they don't have the tools, and if they don't have the knowledge and the resources and the seeds, and they can't make it. They can't. And who is going to feel sorry for Jeff Bezos? Anybody? How about Bill Gates? How about all kinds of popular people who are in the entertainment? How about Kim Kardashian? Who's going to feel sorry for the Kardashian ilk? I don't know anybody who would. I just want to mention this other thing that Greg Lesher, he'll be on with us Friday, hour one, as usual, sent me a link to a video. The Utah Highway Patrol arrested at a public meeting a man who was very calm, very polite. He had some kind of a sticker on his clothing, small sticker, and he was ordered to take the sticker off. And he wanted to know why, and he asked a lot of questions. Ultimately, he took the sticker off. There was no throwing of fists. There was no throwing of chairs. It wasn't like going to a fast food restaurant where someone didn't get enough ketchup or mustard on whatever they ordered. It wasn't like that. Very calm. And he also had a shirt on that said, "We the people." And that incited the people in the government and the Utah Highway Patrol to arrest this guy and put him face down on the floor. And what happened next was really surprising. There was no riot. That's what was surprising. The people, there was maybe 100 people in this room. I'm really surprised that they were so polite and didn't attack the government officials. I'm really surprised. Because you are being silenced. We at USA Prepares have been taken off YouTube. Why? Because of talking about COVID, because of talking about the stolen election. That's what got us taken off. And then Mike Rivera finally put the kill shot in, and I don't know exactly what he said, but because he's on the same Ron Gibson channel, he got us all thrown off. So if you think that free speech is alive in America, it's not true. You can't even wear a We the People shirt and be polite and sit in your chair and be calm. You can't even do that in Utah. And I'll tell you what, I'll put the link to that video. It's a short video. It's a YouTube video. It has not had a lot of views, but I'll put it in today's notes on the Ron Gibson channel. So if you go to BitChute, the Ron Gibson channel, you'll find a link to today's broadcast. I mean, you'll find the link to what I'm talking about with the Utah Highway Patrol right there. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. So, class, stay away from where there are lots of people. Stay away. It can only get worse. Gwyneth?
Yeah, and if you think you're going to be Rosa Parks, the difference was when Rosa Parks was doing her thing back in the 1960s, she had a, there were a lot of people in her community who thought exactly the same as what she did. But if you think like you do, and you think that you're going to do some civil disobedience action, and, you know, and have everything go well, and your whole community is going to come out and back you up, I've got news for you. You're going to get a very rude awakening, because if you go to court, you're going to find probably that your mum might be there, maybe, if she's still alive, and, you know, if she's out and about in the universe, and if she cares enough to show up, and if she feels safe enough to show up, then your mum might be there. But, you know, probably you're going to be on your own. Probably no one's going to care. So the best thing to do is to stay out of the way and to wait for this whole thing to implode in on itself, which it's going to. It cannot continue, you know. And you've got to put your attention onto, you know, getting a farm, learning to grow crops, keep animals, and, you know, fertilize your garden with your manure that grows from your animals. You know, I've got bags at the moment of horse manure for sale at my farm gate, and it's got written on the bags, horse exhaust. And I thought that was kind of funny. It might get people's attention. But the thing is that I don't use wormers on my horse. So it's got worm-friendly contains no wormers or something like that, because that's also something that people have to consider with manure from commercial supplies, is have these animals been wormed, because if they've been wormed, then they're going to kill the worms in the garden.
Yeah, I've got a comment about that. I've got a comment about that when we get back. And by the way, it was not YouTube. It was BitChute. And it'll be on today's link on the Ron Gibson
Show. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class Gwyneth is an author. She's written 3 books so far, and she's working on 2 more that I know of. And if you want to see what they look like, you can go to Amazon and type in Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H-I-S-A-A-C-S, and you'll find it. And so, Gwyneth, I was talking with a guy. You were talking about your horse exhaust and warmer, and et cetera. There's a guy that I was talking to who owns a, years ago, who owns a septic tank cleaning company. So what they do is they come out with this truck that has a huge tank on it, about a 1,000-gallon tank on the back of a truck, and it has a pump, a piston operated pump, and it would literally pump out with this piston motion the raw sewage from a septic tank. And I asked him, so what do you do with it? You know, now you got a tank full of it, and you're on your way out the driveway of your customer's house or farm. What do you do with it? He says, well, I apply it on farm fields as fertilizer. It's okay. I said, but if they have someone in the house who has cancer and has been treated with chemotherapy, I don't take it because I don't put it on the fields because it kills the field. It kills the field. We're talking about someone who has cancer, you know, one person in a family, 1,000-gallon septic tank. So one person, chemotherapy treatments, can pollute a 1,000-gallon septic system to the point where if it's sprayed on a field, it'll kill the field. So what do they do with it? Well, they take it to Springfield, Missouri, to the sewage treatment plant, where they dump it in with all the rest of the sewage from all the other people who have cancer treatments and whatever else goes down the drain. That's the truth. And I was thinking about our book, Gwyneth, and there is a section on, you know, pollution. And so if I go to near Washington, D.C., and I bring a portable compressor with me, and I compress the air from right, right at the edge of Washington, D.C. We can fill up these 2-inch by 2-inch Ziploc bags with air that was compressed from Washington, D.C., and we can include that in our book as a sample of toxic air. What do you think?
That's pretty amazing. Well, I don't think that people would want it.
Well, we'd probably be arrested for spreading pollution, worldwide, as the book is distributed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nobody wants Biden's exhalations. Nobody. It's toxic. Toxic air. And so is the rest of Congress. You read these stories about these Congress critters. They missed their flight. Like Cruz missed his flight, and he was really frosted, and he thought he was somebody important, and he's causing a scene at the airport. These guys, they really think they're better than everybody else. They really do. And every once in a while they might bring up a good piece of legislation, but all of them are on the dole. All of them are on the dole. And I think that they've all been bribed, every single one of them, to some extent, whether it's a free lunch or a free house or a free car or free vacations or whatever it is, free hotel rooms, boat rides, cruises, money, gold, silver, stock, bonds, treasuries, whatever it is, they're on the dole. And I believe they've all been bribed. That's my belief. And right here at Free Speech Central, I can say things like that. And class, you might want to consider going to SaveGCN.com if you're interested in protecting and defending free speech. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, the thing is, like I said, it's all going down. You're not going to stop it from going down by protesting. And you have got to make sure that you and yours have the highest chance possible of surviving when it all goes down. Okay? And a really important part of that is making sure that your heart is right with the Almighty, with Almighty God. Because he knows that all these things are going to happen. He prophesied them. Jesus Christ talked about it in Matthew chapter 24 and Luke chapter 17 in the Holy Bible. He talked about it. And he said and one thing that he recommended was let him that is in the house not go inside and get your clothes. Just head to the hills. Head to the wilderness. That's what Jesus Christ recommends. And I think that he's absolutely got it on the money there. That's the best place to be, out in the middle of nowhere. Does that make sense to you?
Makes perfect sense to me. That's where you live. That's where I live. That's where Dr. Sheely lives. That's where Greg lives. That's where Kyle, Sharon, Kathy. That's where we live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.